Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Today, join us as we take a trip out west to a special place, the village of Mundelein. Hang out with us, and we'll show you why Mundelein is the perfect place to call home. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
We've heard from so many wonderful people in Mundelein today. I heard the mayor on with Bob Surratt. We want to talk to Jordan Polanski and Melissa Mendiola. I hope I got your names right.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
Good. Husband-wife team and co-owners of Positive Space Studios. Melissa, tell everybody what Positive Space Studios is.
Positive Space Studios is an artist co-working space and art gallery.
And so, Jordan, aspiring artists can actually come in and collaborate with artists that you already have, you know, using a space you offer lessons too?
Well, yeah. I mean, ideally, we're a space where people can come and they can become members, which allows them full access to a dedicated space, and they can create, work together to, explore and become better makers and better creatives. And then ultimately they can have an art exhibition too. We have a gallery space, and it allows people to kind of become really good at displaying and talking about art.
Yeah. I don't think people understand how much goes into actually displaying or getting a gallery show ready. It takes a professional. It takes some advice. Did this grow out of the Logan Square location?
It did, yeah. We lived in Logan Square for over 20 years. Melissa wanted a studio space, but to all her own. But, you know, like many artists, that's really just not achievable. You know, it's expensive and, it's just not a lot of spaces available. So we thought, why not share with other people? And that's what we did.
And Melissa, what makes Mundelein wonderful?
Oh, my gosh. Mundelein is a small community, but it feels diverse in many ways. My kids go to school there, and there's a lot of things going on within, like, the school system and the park district. So there's a lot of, like, life, but it's a small town feel where everybody knows my kids' names, like, at school, and you run into people on the street. So it's a good mix of, you know, hometown, but also feeling like there's a lot of different cultures and different food and I don't know. We were pleasantly surprised moving from the city.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to move out of the city and to venture that far, in your case, north. Was there anything that you didn't expect, Jordan?
I mean, coming, you know, I grew up not too far from there. So, you know, I had an idea. But what surprised me was how progressive the people were actually out there when it comes to art, too. So we didn't know what we wanted to do yet, but there was a local show called Lure the Local, put on by the Mundelein Arts Commission and curated by Stacey Kalinowski. And we went to that show, and we were so inspired that, there was people like us, you know, people with families who are artists who create. And we just got really excited and wanted to keep it going.
And Melissa, thank you for posting on your Facebook page that you're going to be on the show this afternoon. And somebody in the comment section identified themselves as a proud Mundelonian. Is that the term? Like, I thought, I didn't know that was the term.
Oh, I haven't heard Mundelonian, but when we first moved, there was a lot of, like, Mundy Pride or hashtag Mundy. And in fact, one of the artists, Stacey Kalmanowski, who's at Positive Space with us, she started Mundy Art Advisory. So I've heard Mundy, which is so cute.
Mundelonian sounds pretty epic. I like that.
I know. And it's in the comment section of your Facebook page. So I encourage people to check out your Facebook. And what's your website, by the way?
Yeah, we're at PositiveSpaceStudios.com, and same with Instagram. We have a separate Instagram for Mundelein, too, because we do have art events at both locations. So we have things happening all the time, especially the second weekend of every month. We do a whole weekend dedicated to a new art exhibition.
I saw that. So, Melissa, you don't just do art, whatever that might be, whether it's oil or acrylic or watercolor, but you also do music, right?
Yeah, so we just started this next second weekend is what we're trying to say. So Friday is the art opening. Saturday we have open just gallery hours. And then Sunday with this beautiful musician, Rosie Ray. She's kind of our MC, and again, we were inspired by the Lure the Local big art exhibition that was put on by Mundelein. You know, she was just kind of jamming out there, and she had good connections to different musicians. We want to get, like, the, you know, younger youth involved. But, yeah, so on the second Sundays, Rosie Ray puts on this beautiful just kind of get-together of whoever wants to come and jam out. It's really fun.
That's awesome. Cool. And Jordan, where is Positive Space Studios located in Mundelein?
Yeah, we are at 620 East Holly Street, right across from the famed Ace Hardware and
Strength
for the Memories, delicious wings. and, you know, it's great because we might be in a strip mall in the suburbs like everyone else, but it really feels more than that. It feels like there's life and activity, and everyone's so supportive and nice in the community. It's really, really fortunate.
And just by sheer luck, we decided this is all meant to be. Right next door to us is Apple Frame Studios, which Bill, the owner, has been so gracious and kind. And he pretty much frames everyone's work. Once we finish art, we send it over next door and ask Bill to frame it for us.
That's wonderful. It's really nice to meet you. I wish you nothing but continued success. And thank you for joining us as we salute Mundelein today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Nice to talk.
Mundelonians, that's what they are. Jordan and Melissa, co-owners of Positive Space Studios. You'll hear some more people from Mundelein throughout the day, not only on this show, but with John Hansen. It carries on. And if you want to see the video we put together, go to WGNRadio.com.